This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Tabernacle Community Development Corporation, respondent, versus the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District, appellant, decided July 22, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, Tabernacle Community Development Corporation, no, ED112875, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court, of the City of St. Louis versus 2322 CC 313, the Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District, Honorable Jason M. Sangheiser, appellant. Filed July 22, 2025, before James M. Dowd, PJ, Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Christian M. Stevens, J., opinion. This case concerns a Metropolitan St. Louis Sewer District, MSD, lien for unpaid sewer bills, which MSD recorded pursuant to one of its ordinances, on a residential property on Kossuth Avenue in the City of St. Louis. The question before us is whether that lien somehow survives a sheriff's sale of that property conducted under the Municipal Land Reutilization Law, MLRL, sections 92700, 92.930, a statute which purports to extinguish all liens except IRS liens in an effort to attract new revenue-generating tax-producing ownership. Reduced to its brass tacks, the conflict here is between a statute the General Assembly enacted and a local MSD ordinance. We conclude that the MLRL statute prevails over the MSD ordinance. 2. In its sole point on appeal, MSD argues that its lien ordinance, Wastewater Ordinance Number 15669, supersedes the MLRL because MSD's power to establish user charges through an ordinance emanates from its 1954 origins as a constitutionally created political subdivision. MSD also claims that quiet title is not the proper legal vehicle to challenge an MSD lien. Central to MSD's first argument is the MSD plan of 1954. That same year, the City of St. Louis and parts of St. Louis County adopted the plan as the organic law of the territory, which takes the place of and supersedes all laws, charter provisions, and ordinances inconsistent therewith. But MSD reads too much into this language. Simply put, while this constitutionally created plan may give MSD the authority to enact ordinances, it does not give those ordinances constitutional preeminence. As for its second argument, MSD failed to raise in the trial court its claim that Tabernacle's quiet title action is the incorrect legal vehicle. Regardless, we find no fault with employing a quiet title action under the circumstances of this case. Background. On August 23, 2022, respondent Tabernacle Community Development Corporation purchased the Kossuth Avenue property at a sale conducted by the St. Louis City Sheriff under the MLRL, Section 92.835.2. 10 years earlier, MSD had recorded a lien on the property pursuant to the MSD ordinance for the non-payment by the property's then owner of MSD's bills for wastewater user fees. On September 19, 2023, Tabernacle filed a petition against MSD to extinguish its lien and quiet title in the property. Tabernacle moved for summary judgment, which the court granted, and MSD now appeals. 3. MSD. The current Missouri Constitution, adopted by the people on February 27, 1945, granted to the voters of St. Louis County and St. Louis City the specific authority to establish a metropolitan district or districts for the functional administration of services common to the area included therein. Article 6, Paragraph 30A, BB. In 1954, a majority of voters from the city and from parts of the county adopted the MSD plan. The Plan G IVES MSD jurisdiction, control, possession, and supervision of sewer and drainage systems placed in its jurisdiction. Section 3.021 of the plan. MSD is to maintain, operate, reconstruct, and improve said sewer systems and has all the rights, privileges, and jurisdiction necessary to do so, including imposing user charges. ID. The plan also gives MSD the power to adopt ordinances. ID. At Section 3.050. Wastewater Ordinance Number 15669, which is at the center of our attention here, allows MSD to impose and record liens on real estate for unpaid wastewater user charges. Under the language of the ordinance, such a lien may be extinguished by payment of the amount due. The ordinance also creates a regulatory scheme under which a user may challenge the lien. the delinquent user may request review by MSD's finance director within 30 days of receiving the bill or notice of the lien, and then may appeal that decision to MSD's executive director. A person aggrieved by a final order may seek judicial review within 30 days of the executive director's decision. The 2012 owner of the property who incurred these delinquent wastewater user charges is not a party here. Four Tabernacles' purchase of the property pursuant to the MLRL. In 1971, the Missouri legislature enacted the